This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Joining us now here on WEEI Afternoons from 610 Sports Radio in Houston, co-host of the Payne and Pendergast Show and former co-host with our guy, Ted Johnson. Right. It is Sean Pendergast. Sean, are you happy to be on the air again with Ted Johnson?
What's up, Sean?
I am. I'm very happy to be on the air with Ted Johnson. It feels a little awkward, you know, like his old family coming in and meeting his new family and stuff like that, you know. And I'm wondering, does Ted still pop some of the same little catchphrases of like that cake don't bake?
Oh yeah,
rolling ball of butcher knives, you know.
Sean, they made note of that early.
We clip those and save them for future use.
But hey,
Teddy's the best, man. Sean, I appreciate you guys having me on,
Sean. You're the best, bro, and it's good to talk to you. Just so people understand, Sean's been covering sports in Houston for a very, very long time. When did you start down there, Sean?
2007. Yep. 2007. So I've seen many iterations of good and bad Astros baseball.
That's right. And so, look, they're kind of a mixed bag up here, Sean, with the news of Alex Bregman coming on. I'm obviously thrilled. I'm a big fan of the player. I think you are too, but there's apprehension just based on the production in the last few years. But I guess, Sean, I would love to just kind of start this interview off with what kind of guy is Alex Bregman? What kind of player is he? What kind of player and guy can the Red Sox fans expect from Alex Bregman?
Yeah, Bregman is a really interesting player because obviously his free agency journey was a topic all season long here in Houston. You know, are you going to extend him? Is he going to stay? So we were talking about it as backdrop to the actual baseball season all year. And my feeling on Bregman is he's one of those guys that is he is well worth the money even more than your average player, like on a good team. Like the things that he does really well are the things that tend to show up more come October, you know, just like the little things. Because when he first came into the league, Ted, when you and I were doing radio together, he was putting up monster numbers. He looked like he was going to be like, you know, one of those like 40 home run, 120 RBI guys. And somewhere along the way, that went out the window. So he's a good offensive player in terms of the sheer counting numbers, but not great. But he's a great defensive player. And I know it sounds like he's going to play second base up there. I'm sure he'll be excellent at that because he's an excellent third baseman. But like in the postseason, like the little things that win all those close games, like working counts, getting walks, you know what I mean? Like just keeping the lineup moving, not striking out, like all the things that you tend to notice more in October than you do, like in a series with the Angels in the middle of June, that kind of thing. Like he's just masterclass at that stuff. And I think the biggest thing, and I actually was listening to you guys and I heard you guys talking about this, like the leadership aspect is through the roof with Bregman. And I'll just give you a quick anecdote about that. I'll make it quick. Hunter Brown, who is, you know, he's slowly, actually rapidly becoming the ace of the Astros staff. through like the first month and a half last year, he was terrible. He had the worst ERA in baseball. He had an ERA of like 9. And Bregman pulled him aside on a road trip on the plane and sat with him on the plane for about 2 hours, just talking pitching, giving him some observations that he saw, giving him recommendations on things to tweak. And, you know, I don't know how close you guys followed Hunter Brown last year, but he became one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last 4 months of the season. And he attributes a lot of that to the advice that that Bregman gave him. And that's just one anecdote. Like, there are anecdotes all over the clubhouse in Houston of Bregman, whether you're a pitcher or a hitter, this guy is a baseball savant, and the Red Sox are going to benefit greatly from that. That's the stuff that you really need to like get in the clubhouse and talk to guys about, because it doesn't show up on baseballreference.com.
So it sounds to me like this guy brings the tangibles and the intangibles that any baseball team, especially one that has been out of the postseason for a couple of seasons and wants to get back there so desperately, would covet. So why do we think maybe then that he wanted to leave Houston so badly, or that things wouldn't work out? Because it seems like they were willing to pay the man a pretty penny.
Yeah, well, I mean, not $40 million, though. Like, that was the first thing that jumped out at me when that contract got announced last night. Like, holy crap, $40 million. Nice. I know it's 3 years. It's not 8 years or anything like that. But $40 million a year, like, the Astros, rather, were never going there. I mean, the Astros made a decent, what turned out to be obviously a competitive offer, the way his market shaped up. They offered him 6 years and nearly $160 million. He, in the end, from what I've heard, did not want to take what, as far as average annual value goes, would be a pay cut. He made like 28 last year. So what the Astros were offering was about 26 and something. He wanted $30 million a year, from what I've heard talking to people. And that was a big sticking point with him, is that $30 million a year. Now, obviously, the Red Sox went above and beyond, and he got the opt-outs in there as well. By the way, I think there's zero chance he's opting out of that deal. I don't think he's getting $40 million from anybody, anywhere. I think that'll be a three-year, $120 million deal, and then he'll be back on the market in 3 years. So the opt-outs, to me, are just window dressing. But I think it came down to money, like, at the end of the day. Like, and I think the Astros had a number, and they weren't moving off that number, and they left the deal out there for a long, long time for him to take if his market didn't coalesce the way it did. But it came together, and I think he got a great deal out of this. Like, he ends up coming out of this looking really good. And I agree with you guys. I heard you talking about that. He's going to love playing at Fenway Park. He's going to absolutely love playing in Boston.
Sean Pendergast, a co-host of The Morning Show on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, is joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Sean, I'm the, I guess, the wet blanket in the room a little bit today, pointing out just, I guess, today. Questions. And yes, maybe more than today, Fitzy. Ted told us that when Bregman started his career, he went like 0 for 30 to start his career.
First 30 bats, yeah.
Then I look back at last year, he didn't hit a home run till game 26. Maybe get ready for our $40 million a year player to get off to a slow start this year.
Yes, he's going to give you guys a lot of fodder for the first couple months of the year. That was one of the first things I said to Seth, my co-host today, is like, dude, I can't wait to listen in on WEEI when his OPS is like 418 in the middle of May, and see what Teddy and the boys are saying up there on WEEI. So yeah, like, He's absolutely a notoriously slow starter, yes, to his career and now each season. Like, you can set your watch to it. I do think, like, this is the part where, if I was a Red Sox fan, I get really excited, and the numbers bear this out, but I think even over the course of a season, not that his OPS is going to be 1290 or whatever it is for a season like it is as an opposing player right now going up there, but he's tailor-made for Fenway. Like, I'm already trying to scour gambling websites to see if anybody's got a good prop on leading the league in doubles. He's just going to pepper that green monster, man. Like, so that may be the one thing where I feel like he may be playing somewhere that's a little more suited, a little more slump proof for him. But yeah, the slow start should absolutely be a concern, because it's a trend. It's not an outlier.
You know, Sean, I feel like a big part of maybe why this deal got done, and maybe why Alex had interest in the first place in maybe the Red Sox. Not only does he, you know, light it up at the plate when he's here, but also the relationship with Alex Cora. You know, and you know, they go back to obviously their time there in Houston. Just what do you think, if any, that, you know, Alex Cora's impact will have on Alex Bregman at this point in his career?
Yeah, I think there's a familiarity. I think there's a reason why the final three teams standing for him were the Red Sox, the Tigers, and the Cubs, because there's familiarity in all those places, along with the big pile of money that all three were offering. And I think Alex Cora, similar to what A.J. Hinch would have been for him with Detroit. He was obviously his manager when he first got called up to the big leagues here in Houston and for that first World Series championship. And then he's got a couple former teammates in Chicago with Kyle Tucker and Ryan Presley, who just got – they both got traded there in the last month or so. So I think the Alex Cora thing is absolutely huge for him. It'll definitely be provide a familiar face at the top for him. I was joking around on the show today. I'm like, I think, and they've got a pretty tight relationship too. I was joking around on the show today. I'm like, if this were like Alex Bregman, like applying for a job, like not like free agency, like if this were a real job and you're applying for it and you have to put three references down, like Alex Cora definitely would have been one of his references for the Red Sox. Like they're pretty tight.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So, you know, now obviously in Boston, Sean, we're kind of fired up. We're looking at some of the moves the Sox made for the rotation, now bringing in Bregman, plus the youth movement coming up through the minors, as you know, Red Sox could be a team to challenge for maybe the division, if not a wild card. We got playoffs on the mind. How about the Astros? How do they replace Bregman, and how do you see the Stros doing this year for competing for a spot?
Yeah, they. I think they're going to be all right. I think they're about where they've been the last couple of years, which is now they're good enough to win a bad division, but probably not good enough to be considered a favorite to get out of the American League for the World Series. But it's baseball, so if you get two guys pitching at the top of the rotation, like hammers at the top, you got a decent bullpen and you get some key hits. I think that's how, I think that's how people feel. They replaced him with Isak Paredes. They got him in the Kyle Tucker trade. He was an all-star last year. He's not Alex Bregman, obviously, but he's under team control for a few years and he's good. They signed Christian Walker, who's a, you know, gold glover to play first base. So they upgraded that position. Their outfield is in shambles right now. They're actually talking about moving Jose Altuve to left field here, which is just weird. Yeah, wow. Yeah, how about that?
Wow, that's crazy.
Look how, you know how tiny he's going to look next to the Green Monster when they come up there?
Like, so true.
He's look like a little look like a Weeble.
So yeah. True.
Yeah. So there's, like, it's a little weird right now, but you got two good pitchers at the top with Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez, and they've got some other guys coming back from Tommy John, Lance McCullers maybe. So we'll see. But I think, to answer your question, like 80, like high 80s, low 90s wins and probably win the division again and then kind of see what happens. But it's been clear for a while here that the window is closing, and losing Bregman, sadly, like losing Bregman is just like we're used to losing big free agents every year. The thing is, for a few years, we would lose big free agents here and just replace them with other all-stars. Now it's like Bregman leaves and it's like, are trading for Paredes, but we had to trade Tucker to do that, who's an all-star. So now boy, Chaz McCormick is really going to have to start hitting again. Like it's they're plugging holes in the dam right now and still kind of keeping their head above water. But yeah, it's tricky. So, hey, Ted, did you tell them the story about how you and I kept Alex Bregman from getting called up to the big leagues for like 4 days?
Oh, I forgot to tell them that story.
How do you bury the lead?
Why don't you want to remind them? Yeah, why don't you tell the story?
Yeah, I'll make it quick, I promise. But back when Bregman was, it was 2016, and he was at Triple A, and he was tearing the cover off the ball. He was clearly getting called up pretty soon. It was in like June. And so for whatever reason, they gave him to us for an interview. Me, you, Teddy, and then Rich Lord, who was our third host on there on the Triple Threat. And so they gave us Bregman for an interview. And this is back when Bregman was like super cocky and really brash. He's kind of calmed down now, which really sucks. You know, like he's married and he has a kid. He's kind of calmed down. But he was so cocky and brash back then. And so we interviewed him. And one of the very last questions I asked him, I'm like, hey, so you're getting ready to get called up. You're like a big baseball junkie. And I'm like, what, like in your dreams for like your first at bat in the big leagues, like who did you picture yourself like in your dreams batting against? And I figured he'd have a name, like, you know, like whoever, Justin Verlander or whatever, you know, something like that. And he says, I don't know, but whoever it is wearing a gray and red uniform. And they were playing the Angels later that week. That was his way of saying, they're calling me up later this week.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And so the team heard the interview and from what I heard, got kind of angry about that with him. And they delayed. He didn't get called up till the following week against the Yankees.
That's right. They did not like him kind of being the cock daddy.
No. That's Belichickian right there.
Call,
that's
Sean.
A Bill Belichick move by the Astros right. back then.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Sean. Well, we appreciate
you're the
you
best,
joining
brother.
Us. Real quick before you go, since you're the lead of the old family, I'm sort of the lead of the new family. Yeah. Any Ted Johnson do's and don'ts, any things I need to know so I avoid him diving over the table at me or anything?
No, I don't think so. Just make sure he gets his touches and just bring up Lisa Ann if he gets mad,
there
and then you're good
go.
To go.
There you go, brother.
All right, Sean. Appreciate you joining us,
awesome.
Man. Thank
see you.
You,
bud.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, give my best to
guys.
Amy and the kids, all right? Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, for sure. For
right.
sure. Love
all
you,
right.
Teddy.
See you, buddy. Love you, man.
Okay, so that was Sean Pendergast from 610 in Houston. Good interview. I like everything he said about Bregman, except for the one fact that he's like, oh, yeah, he's going to get off to a slow start.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.